the most important meal of the day, second breakfast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another Second Breakfast podcast. I'm Andy Roth alongside Phil Duvall. Say hi, Phil.
Hello, nation.
And we've just been quoting creepy lines from Silence of the Lambs to each other, which is, I mean, we're having a better day than you.
Wait a minute. How do you start your podcasts? If not, is that not how everyone starts a podcast? We're about to roll, and then you just start quoting Silence of the Lambs in creepy voices. Isn't that what people do?
I think so. I hope so.
We need to do a podcast on Buffalo Bill at some point soon, because right. I have so many things to say.
It's true.
It's the podcast that no one will listen to.
Right, because they will
either. Who wants to hear that voice for like an hour?
Ever. Always. Okay. So, it's the beginning of the month of July. It is the beginning of the third quarter of the year. And as we do here at Second Breakfast, we are going to give you a preview of the movies coming out in the next 3 months that we're interested in seeing and we think you might be interested in seeing too. But we're not going to say what we think you might be interested in seeing. We're just going to talk about ourselves because that's what we do, right?
That's what we do.
We break it down. We break it down.
There are other people.
Right? We're not just talking to ourselves. We don't post this on YouTube and iTunes just for us to listen to our conversation we just had.
As far as I'm concerned.
Indeed. So we break it down into these categories. We break it down to excited to see, legitimately excited to see. We break it down to into tricked into seeing.
Right, which is the definition of like, look, okay, if I'm being totally honest, am I really excited to see this movie this is a whole category that like there are friends of ours that would go, then don't go see it.
Right.
And it's like, this is the same thing with me being like, oh, God, I just need to lose some weight. And then someone being like, well, then just don't eat all that food. Come on. I'm going to eat that food. Like, please. Right. I'm going to see a bunch of movies I don't care about. That's going to happen.
Right. Which means I have to figure out which one of my hands I have to cut off to save the weight, right?
That's right. That's right. So I'm going to see some of these things and tricked into seeing because, look, we're saps. Like, we want to go to the movies and enjoy ourselves. And there's at least one movie on here that I said to my wife the other night, I was like, well, you know, I have a feeling we're going to see that even though neither of us cares about.
I can't wait to hear which one that is.
It was like, I think you might be right.
Nice.
Yeah. It's coming up soon, actually. It's already out.
Okay, cool.
Anyways.
And then there's, just to be clear, movies that we are definitively not going to see really don't make it onto this list much.
I don't talk about it.
Yeah. But if they do make it on anywhere, it's in the third category, which is What the H,
which is it's a catch-all.
Yeah.
It's actually not necessarily a bad thing.
Right. That's right.
It could be a, what is this about?
Right. Ooh. Yes.
In fact, there's another movie I'm about to add to that list even after I said it.
Fantastic. But before we get into that, we have broken down for you the last preview that we did, and I'm going to tell you, and Phil will also tell you for his list, the movies that I said I was excited to see and actually saw, and if I missed any of them. So we're going to recap, and we're not talking about all the movies we saw in the last 3 months, just the movies that we said we were going to see in the theater, new movies, blah, blah, blah. So there we go. But even before we get to that, Phil, today is a very special day. Do you know what today is?
Oh my gosh. Yes, today is the birthday of our country. July 4th.
Yes. Yes.
Right? That's I'm right.
Yeah, birthday is kind of tough. It's the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Well, come on. We call it the birthday.
That's true. And apparently they didn't all sign on July 4th. But we, Second Breakfast Nation, are actually, we're not working on July 4th. We are, we're shooting this on July 3rd. And today is the 28th birthday of Back to the Future.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
It's lovely.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. Happy 28th, Back to the Future.
And since Back to the Future, there's my train.
There's your train. Hi, train.
Since Back to the Future, along with the rest of America, will be watching this tomorrow. Happy 28th plus one day.
You know what wow. I mean? See what That's I nice. Yeah. I like what you did there. It's good.
Thanks. Thank you. Shall we get started? You want to go
first?
Yeah,
let's do this. Let you go first, please.
Okay. So, I saw in the last 3 months.
Just the movies you saw.
I know.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
The movies I saw released this year, in the last 3 months, I saw 24 movies.
Wow.
In
the theaters.
Jeez. In the theaters. New movies, yes.
Wow.
The movies in April that I was excited for, the remake of Evil Dead, Oblivion, 42, Mud, Upstream Color, which I'm counting in the theaters even though I saw it on VOD because it was a brand new movie, Pain and Gain, I saw all of those. The two I missed, they were ones that went into my tricked into seeing list. It's a Disaster, which is on VOD, so I'll probably be checking it out soon, and The Colony, which I have not thought about since I made the list, and so will probably not be checking out. In May, I was excited for and saw Iron Man 3, Star Trek Into Darkness, Fast and Furious 6, and Before Midnight. I was tricked into seeing and saw The Purge, and I missed Eli Roth's starring turn in Aftershock. Also, not a movie I was legitimately excited for, right, when I was tricked into seeing and ended up not being tricked. In June, I was excited for Much Ado About Nothing, Man of Steel, This is the End, and Monsters University. I saw them all. I was tricked into seeing Now You See Me, After Earth, The Bling Ring, White House Down, The Heat, and World War Z. I saw them all. I also listed, when we did this podcast 3 months ago, I listed Kick-Ass 2. I was just wrong about that. It's coming out in August.
Sure.
So June was a good month for me. I nailed it.
You did. I'm proud of you. I saw in the movie theaters every single movie on my can't wait list except for one. I saw I saw Evil Dead, mm-hmm. 42, mm-hmm. Mud, mm-hmm. Iron Man 3, Star Trek Into Darkness, Man of Steel, and Monsters University. Okay. Monsters University has the distinction of being the first movie I took my daughter to see in the theaters.
That's lovely.
I did not get to see The Iceman. Actually sort of chose against seeing it because after hearing enough lackluster things, and I very rarely get to go to movies by myself, I didn't decide to do that with that. Mm-hmm. I was tricked into seeing and saw Oblivion, and tricked into seeing and saw and was delighted by This is the End.
Yes.
I have not seen The Heat yet, mm-hmm. but it just came out. I will be seeing it. There's a movie on my list I haven't seen that I still want to see, which is Maniac, but I don't know that it's actually out in any real way yet.
I don't think it is.
It was supposed to come out at the end of June, and here we are. And I don't think it's out yet, and I haven't seen it on the next list, so I have to figure out when Maniac is coming out. I just don't know.
Yeah, I didn't see it either when I was building my list for the next 3 months.
There was a bunch of movies I was going to be tricked into seeing, and I didn't see, and I'm proud of myself for that.
Congratulations.
I would still consider seeing The Bling Ring, which was on my What the H list.
Okay.
And, yeah, that's about it. I'm excited. My list is much smaller than yours, but I am happy with the list that I have seen.
Can I say something?
Of course.
I forgot, when I was copying the movies over, I was excited for The Iceman, and I saw it. So that makes 25. But yes.
Wow.
Yes. Five new movies each month. I'm pretty proud. That's more than 1 week. I'm pretty proud of that. Okay. And by proud of that, I mean, oh my God, I need a life. Okay.
I saw nine. And some of those I saw more than once. I saw Iron Man 3 twice and Man of Steel twice.
Oh, yes. Yes. Neither of our lists reflect multiple viewings of the same movie. Shall we dive into July through September?
Can we? Can we please?
You know what, Phil? I think we can. You want to go with July, or you want me to go?
Yeah. Let's. We're just doing July. Okay. Yeah. Let's do this. Let's do this thing. All right. For can't wait, I have three movies on my can't wait list. Four movies on my can't wait list.
Okay.
The number one is already out. I think it came out either at the end of June or right now, which is The Way, Way Back.
Okay.
And I'm counting that for July because if it came out in June, it came out like June 29th at midnight. So or June 30th at midnight. So The Way, Way Back might be the movie I'm the most excited to see in July, actually. Yeah. Also coming out in July that I'm excited about, Pacific Rim. I know that's on your list.
Yes.
The Conjuring. Which is, there's something deeply wrong with me now that I'm starting to want to see horror movies. And The To-Do List, starring Aubrey Plaza, which looks amazing.
Okay.
That's my whole July list for Can't Wait.
Okay.
What do you have on your... Yeah, let's do... I don't know. I don't remember how we used to do it.
Go through July. Just hit me with all of July.
Okay. Then I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 movies in the Tricked Into Seeing list for July.
Okay.
July 3rd, a movie called Let Me Explain, which is a Kevin Hart stand-up comedy. I don't know his stuff at all. Okay. I don't know a thing about him, but I might get tricked into seeing it maybe even today because I'm in the mood for some comedy. And apparently, if he's a really good stand-up comedian, come on, what do I know? So He's making major motion pictures. There must be something there, is what I say. It might not be true.
That's right. Rob Schneider had a career, but
he wasn't making a motion picture of stand-up comedy.
That's correct.
I'm saying when they actually release on a full scale a stand-up comedy thing.
You're absolutely okay. Right.
Yeah. Which they tend to do for black comedians and not white comedians. I'm interested in what that means.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I've seen that with Martin Lawrence, with Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Chris Rock and who am I thinking of? Eddie Griffin. But you don't see that with Louis C.K. or Patton Oswalt. You know, right. Louis C.K. is basically the most popular or most well esteemed.
Did Dane Cook get a theatrical release?
I don't think Dane Cook ever got a theatrical release either. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. The Lone Ranger. I don't really want to see it, but I really love Westerns.
Sure.
And I'm not a huge fan of Johnny Depp. I could just stop there now, which makes me sad because he used to be my favorite actor of all time. But not of all time, but of a period in time in my life.
Oh, sure.
And he is no longer anywhere near my favorite actor. He's now a shell. But I don't know. I love Westerns. And I keep watching the trailer being like, I don't want to like this, but I probably want to see it. So last night, my wife and I were driving along, and I was like, and we saw a poster for that. And I was like, I don't not want to see that. And she goes, yeah, I don't not want to see it either. And I was like, we'll probably end up seeing it one night because we'll be like, what's about? I guess The Lone Ranger. It's so depressing. Tricked Into Seeing Despicable Me 2, I don't care.
Right.
But my wife cares, so I'll probably see it.
Yeah.
We saw the trailer at the beginning of Man of Steel, and people were like, the Minions, and everyone was like, it was like I was in a movie. Someone leaned over to their friend, and they were like, I love those things.
I don't understand the...
I don't get it.
I liked Despicable Me, but the Minions were not my favorite part.
At all.
Yes.
Nor were they my wife. My wife loved the little girl.
Yes.
Like, loved the family.
Oh, yeah.
The preview looked better than I thought it would. The preview looked like they had a legitimate story that could be really fun.
Sure.
The first one was fine.
Yes.
It didn't leave me going, I cannot wait for Despicable Me 2. But you know what?
That's right.
I'm open to the possibility. Right.
Yeah.
Tricked Into Seeing Red 2.
Okay.
I don't know. I really liked Red 1.
Sure.
This is my whole reasoning, Andy. I don't know. I mean...
We're talking about movies, dude. You don't need a better reason than that.
I know, but I mean, I can't imagine it's going to be very good, but I really enjoyed the first one, by the way, is one of those movies that's on cable anytime.
Right.
If it's on cable, I'll just
all the time.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Now, this is a tricky one. This was on my Can't Wait list, and it's been moved to my Tricked Into Seeing. Guess what it is?
I don't want to.
Only God Forgives.
When is that coming out?
July 19th.
Oh, I don't know why that wasn't.
So this is directed by Nick,
okay.
This is directed by Nicholas Refn and starring Ryan Gosling. They teamed up to make Drive, which was my favorite movie of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Unquestionably my favorite movie of 2011. And they teamed up to make this new movie, Only God Forgives, and I was like, and I saw the teaser for it, and I was like, and I was like, that was like Can't Wait on top of my Can't Wait. It was like the highest thing. And then every single review that has come back has been like, meh.
Right.
And I'm really, so it's not that I don't want to see it. It's that if Nicholas Refn and Ryan Gosling had made like 4 amazing movies in a row and then this came out and people were like, meh, I'd be like, I don't really care.
Yeah,
I'm seeing
it. Totally.
He made one movie that I thought was amazing. And this trailer looks amazing.
The trailer is an incredible trailer.
But people have said it's just the trailer and that's all you get. So I'm nervous about that, but I'm still going to want to see it based on that. Okay. And finally in July, tricked into seeing The Wolverine. I see X-Men movies. It's something I do. I'm not particularly excited about this one, but it has potential. There's ninjas. I don't know. Right. I sound so depressing.
When
I
talk about the like metal samurai,
they're going to need to, it's going to need to get some pretty crazy love for me to see it. Or like, you're going to need to see it and come back and be like, holy crap, Phil, this movie. Like, it's going to take that. Sure. It's not going to take you seeing it and being like, yeah, it was pretty good. I'm going to need more than that.
Okay,
fair. I have two movies in July on my What the H category.
Hit me.
One is The Girl Most Likely with Kristen Wiig.
Okay.
I don't know enough about it to say, but it's got Kristen Wiig, so I want to see it.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything about it. It's like an independent flick, and I don't know anything about it, so you'll have to teach me. I don't know.
Okay.
The other thing is Anger. Ready?
Okay.
There's a movie called Turbo, which I have talked about often with how angry I am.
Yeah.
Here's why I'm really angry. You ready for it? Guess what day it comes out?
When?
My birthday.
Oh, no.
And it's the only thing coming out on my birthday.
No.
Right? So to me, this is a What the H directed at God, and it goes like this. What the H? Right.
Can't throw me a bone on my birthday? Yeah, that's no good. All right. All right.
So that's my list. That's my July list.
I like it. I like it. First off, I don't know why it didn't make the transfer, but let's start out July excited for The Way, Way Back. Just very excited for it. I'm excited for that. And actually, there's another movie that has to be coming out in one of these 3 months that I have totally forgotten. Two, actually. And they all sort of fit into these, like, youngsters growing up thing. There's The Kings of Summer and... there's The King of Summer and there's
another
one. Oh, The
Kings of Summer, which is already out. Yes, came out in June, and you haven't seen it yet.
It depends on what you mean. Came out in June. It's not out anywhere near me. And also The Spectacular Now.
Move near me.
Yes, sir. The Spectacular Now, Kings of Summer, Way, Way Back. I don't know what month they're coming out near me, but everybody, you can just go ahead and put those movies in the can't wait to see section for whatever month is appropriate. Excited for. First off, because I just want to say it and move past it real quick, I am legitimately excited for Red 2. I'm not really excited for Red 2, but it is a legitimate excitement. And I think my rationale for not putting it in Tricked into Seeing is, like, the first one is like, it's like a meringue. It's like a souffle. It's so light.
And you're right.
You know?
You're right. No, and you're so, right. Especially in the part where you talked about meringue.
And so it's like, I don't know. This one doesn't have a high bar to get over. As much as I enjoy the first one in terms of like quality, it doesn't have a high bar to get over.
Heard.
The only other movie in July that I'm excited for, Pacific Rim. And I am. I'm just so excited.
That almost made my Tricked into Seeing list, Andy, just based on the fact that the previews have not... I mean, it is on my can't wait list strictly for GDT. Strictly because of Guillermo. Why do I always have trouble with this damn name?
It's a tongue twister. It is. You're good.
For me, for gringos. It's a gringo tongue twister.
That's right.
Guillermo del Toro is the only reason so far.
Fair. That's fair.
Okay.
So my Tricked into Seeing list, VHS 2. It's a horror anthology. It's a found footage horror anthology. I saw the first one in the theaters. It was terrible. Terrible.
Then why would you see the second one, Andy? Because it was supposed to be better.
No. But everyone's saying, like, even if people who I trust, reviewers who I trust, are like, I hated the first one. This is a really well-done anthology. It's uneven like all anthologies, but the worst things are nowhere near as bad as the bad things in VHS, and the good things are way better than the best things in VHS. So I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Tricked into Seeing The Wolverine. I have nothing to add to what you said. Tricked into Seeing Girl Most Likely. I mean, the cast. Kristen Wiig, Matt Dillon, Annette Bening. I'm in.
I know.
I don't know
anything about it.
It might be terrible, but I have been tricked. And the last one, Tricked into Seeing for July, Blue Jasmine, because I love Cate Blanchett and because I eternally hope for a consistent return to form for Woody Allen.
I know I left it off my list and I don't know how I feel about it.
I understand. That's fine.
For, What was it? So your can't wait list had Pacific Rim,
Red Two. Pacific Rim, Red Two, and The Way Way Back.
Andy, the to-do list. Aubrey Plaza, the to-do list.
Stand by. I don't know why it didn't make it over, but you know what? That's.
Have you seen the preview for this movie?
Oh, I'm getting it in August. Is why you'll get there.
Okay, fair enough.
We'll get there.
I'm just going by release dates. I'm not basing it on when it's showing up in Durham or
Orange
County.
I'm basing it. You know what I'm using? Joblo.com. Joblo.com says it's coming out in August. So there you go.
I just used IMDb.com. It could be wrong.
Sure.
Okay.
What I think might be happening is IMDb is like the very, very first moment when it's released. And if there is a discrepancy, Joblo uses when most of the country is getting it.
So we should start using the same thing next time.
We should. Let's move
on. We'll do your thing. Your thing's better than my thing.
Let's move on. My What the H, I have a lot of movies on this 3 months for the What the H list.
Which is interesting. I only have three, and you, my friend, I was the one who created the What the H list.
You're right. I was.
I want to tell you, I am glad to see you. I'm glad to see you availing yourself to this mystery.
Thank you. Glad to be here. First off, Pawn Shop Chronicles. There's a star-studded cast. Literally no way to describe this movie. Just, it looks totally bananas. And when I say bananas, guys, if we were not a family podcast, there's another word, many other words I would be using. It is the weirdest thing. It is the weirdest trailer I have seen in a very long time.
I've never even seen the trailer for it. I didn't even know it existed. Wow. Yeah, I'm going to add that to my list of what the H is.
There you go. Then we have... This is my turbo, all right? The Smurfs 2. I mean, look, NPH, I know you watch Second Breakfast, okay? Let me ask you a question. Does Sony have like incriminating photos or something? Because the fact that this movie exists and the fact that you were not only in the first one but are in the sequel when you are one of the most talented dudes around, it makes me question my belief in a just and merciful God. So, you know what? Please, NPH, please.
I don't consider NPH someone with a ton of, like... I mean, he is very talented, but he'll pretty much do whatever people pay him to do.
That's fine. But why did it have to be this?
So I'm not shocked.
Fine. And the last thing on What the H... A movie called Metallica Through the Never.
What is going on?
It is half, I don't know, okay? But as close as I can figure, it's half a concert movie, fine. And then the other half of it, or a percentage of it, is it's like an action thriller movie.
In 3D.
In 3D, so is the concert movie part of it. Following either a roadie or a big fan of Metallica. And none of this is why it makes my What the H list, because I just wouldn't care, all right? But...
It's got that guy you like in it.
Dane DeHaan is in it, who is one of the most talented actors, young actors working right now.
Sure.
And he's playing the roadie. It is mystifying to me. Mystifying. I don't understand. I just don't. I can't even...
I understand. I understand that you don't understand.
So that's my What the H list, and that's my July.
Fantastic. Shall I go into my August?
Please do.
Fantastic. August is looking more fruitful than July for me.
Sure.
The to-do list is in my July category. It's in your August category, but either way, it's going to be super exciting. Mm-hmm. Elysium, August 9th. What's there to say? Matt Damon and the guy who did District 9.
Yes.
This looks like it could have some politics that make me uncomfortable.
Sure.
And I will just say that they're bad because that will make me feel better, but it might not. And it's got Jodie Foster. And it's got the guy whose name I never can remember who was in District 9 and A-Team.
Sholto Copley.
Who's just a fantastic actor.
He's so good. He's so good.
His performance as... what's his face? Murdoch.
Yeah.
In A-Team is transcendent. And I mean, it's like one of those things where it's like... It's better than the rest of the movie.
Yes, that's true.
And the movie's not, and I actually like the movie. I think it's mediocre, but it does what it does. Mm-hmm. But his performance in it is just, especially when you see him in District 9 and then see him next in that, you're like,
oh yeah,
who is this guy? I'm psyched for Elysium.
Yes, I am 100%. You know, like literally everything you just said, I agree with. Yes.
Elysium may be opening night for me. It really might. Okay. Kick-Ass Kick-Ass 2.
Yep.
Because I liked Kick-Ass. Mm-hmm. And my love for Chloe Moretz is getting mightier. She is a phenomenal actor, and I cannot wait to see what she does.
Yes.
This movie looks like it's actually developed the theme of Kick-Ass.
Yes.
It's not just a sequel for the sake of sequels. It right. looks like it's developing on the theme.
Yeah,
I totally. Do wish they had a better title. I just don't like when they just put a 2 after things. I just don't like that. That's just me, though. Unless it's Lethal Weapon 2, because then the magic is back.
The magic is back.
August 16th is a fruitful week. I have 3 things from August 16th that I can't wait for, and 3 things from August 16th that I'm tricked into seeing.
Holy cow. Hit me.
So Kick-Ass 2.
Okay.
Ain't Them Bodies Saints.
Okay.
Casey Affleck and
Rooney Mara.
Rooney Mara doing stuff.
Yes.
It like in a Badlands remake, basically.
Yes.
And I'm okay with all of it. Two Guns. Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg. This movie could be a disaster. The trailer is amazing. If the movie is half as entertaining as the trailer, I am in a half. Isn't it? And it's... Who directed this movie? Two Guns? Someone special.
I have no idea.
Anyways, I can't wait for Two Guns.
Okay.
And then finally, of course, August 23rd, Andy, can't wait for The World's End.
Oh, man.
I'm What's there so- to say?
I will get there. I think Two Guns, it was not directed by anyone impressive. Oh. I think you might be thinking of another movie, which I'll get to.
Okay, I may be.
Yeah.
I may be. But anyways, Two Guns looks very exciting to me. Again, the Two Guns looks like the kind of movie that could be terrible, but the trailer for it is just...
It's very entertaining. Agreed. Totally agreed.
Okay. And it's got Bill Paxton in it. What could go wrong? Okay. Now to my trick to the
game seeing. Over, man.
Okay,
game
trick to the
over.
Seeing. Three movies from August 16th that I'm tricked into seeing.
All right.
The Butler. Okay. Here's the deal.
All right.
This could be a total SH show. Just a total SH show.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the potential to be incredibly maudlin and just beat your emotions like a drum.
Yep.
But then again, it could be totally beating your emotions like a drum. And yeah. It's hard to say no to Forest Whitaker plus every other actor who ever lived.
Yes. Agreed.
There was a moment in Inglourious Basterds when someone turned around and it was Mike Myers playing a British general or a British colonel.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh man, wish he hadn't done that. And that's how I felt in the preview when I saw Robin Williams playing, I think Eisenhower and I was just like, oh, he didn't need to do that. Right. That's, but other than that,
James Marsden looks great as JFK. Looks great as JFK.
Yeah, and then they had and the guy who played Caesar on Rome, who is in Game of Thrones as well, who I love, whose name I don't know, he plays Ronald Reagan. So,
okay,
color me interested.
I don't know how to say his name. Kieran Hines.
Yeah, Kieran. It's Kieran. Kieran Hines.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. A trick that is seeing Paranoia.
Sure.
It's Gary Oldman. It's Gary Oldman and Harrison Ford and one of the Hemsworth kids.
Right.
The trailer and what's her name? Hello, Amber Heard. The trailer looks well paced, but it also gives everything away.
Literally everything. I mean,
Harrison Ford has entered a period in his career where he is either coming back alive or becoming a caricature, and I haven't figured out which one yet. I don't know.
To be perfectly honest, Phil, I think this movie is going to be a major step in one of those directions.
I am impressed with him for shaving his head.
Me too.
Okay. tricked into seeing Prince Avalanche.
Okay.
Paul Rudd and Emile Hirsch look fantastic in this movie. David Gordon Green is more popular or more well-esteemed than I think he should. Well, than I have enjoyed his stuff, I should say. I have not enjoyed his stuff the way I'm supposed to enjoy his stuff.
Okay.
But the trailer looks absolutely entertaining and possibly heartwarming, and it could either be fantastic or terrible.
Yep.
But I will find out. The Mortal Instruments City of Bones comes out on August 21st. I don't know anything about it at all. I just know that teenagers are going to love it, and apparently I need to pay attention to that.
Okay.
And it's got the girl from The Descendants. She's really good at things. Doesn't it?
No. No.
Never mind then.
Nope. It's the girl from... It's the girl from the...
Oh, it's Lily Collins.
It's the girl from the Snow White movie that wasn't the one with Kristen Stewart.
Give me just a moment. I just crossed it off.
Nice.
Okay.
Well done.
And finally in August, The Grandmaster. I don't care, but, I mean, let's face it, well-esteemed kung fu movies, okay.
Sure.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
And then my What the H, August 23rd, Closed Circuit.
I just saw my first trailer for that movie. It's mystifying.
No.
Mystifying.
I just don't. It could be great.
Yeah.
It could be not.
Just mystifying.
It's not just that it could be boring. It could be boring.
Agreed.
Which is the worst thing something could ever be.
Yes, that's true. If you're going to be bad interestingly.
Please.
Anything else? Are you done?
That's it.
All righty.
That's it.
August. Excited for Elysium. No joke. I have like 15 exclamation points after it in the email that I emailed myself. Oh my God. I am legitimately excited. I cannot wait for Prince Avalanche. I think I love the two actors at least as much as you do. And I like David Gordon Green more than you do. Kick-Ass 2, very excited. Your Next just looks terrifying. It's a horror movie. Looks absolutely terrifying. Can't wait.
That's how I know I'm not a real horror movie fan yet. Is that The Conjuring looks like an interesting horror movie. Did you not even put that on your list at all?
What month did that come out?
The Conjuring, July?
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't.
Just not even at all.
Just not even at all.
Wow. Whereas Your Next, I don't feel like that level of terror.
Sure.
Happening to me.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, go ahead.
I give it a year. It is a British romantic comedy, and we know that Britain does things better. Romantic comedies. Especially Love Actually, your favorite movie ever. I give it a year. It stars Rafe Spall, who the first thing I saw him in is the jerky schlub who works under Simon Pegg in Shaun of the Dead, the one who's like, "You got red on you," and who calls Nick Frost for weed later.
Right.
One of the two Andes, I think, in Hot Fuzz, and he was the interviewer. He was the journalist in Life of Pi. I thought he was great. I just think he's a really good actor. I'm glad to see him coming into his own. He is the romantic lead, and Rose Byrne, who I just love the crap out of from everything I've seen her in, but especially from the TV show Damages. It's a great show.
Can I say something about Rose Byrne?
Yes.
She is exactly as attractive as she is talented, and that is confusing.
Nice.
Because usually actresses, maybe actors too, I just don't notice because I'm a dude, a straight dude. Usually actresses are super talented, and it actually their attractiveness sort of gets pulled along because they're so talented they're attractive.
Right.
Or they're really attractive, and so you just trick yourself into being like, yeah, they're fine. They'll do fine.
Right. Every good review Ashley Judd has ever gotten in her life. Yes.
Oh, I'm not naming names today.
I won't either, but I'll name that name.
Not naming names today. Anyway, but Rose Byrne
is
so talented and so beautiful in a very specific way.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, she might not be the most talented person ever in the history of the world, and she might not be the most beautiful person ever in the history of the world, but she is very beautiful and very talented, and I think to the same measure.
Agreed.
That's all.
They are the couple in this movie. I give it a year. Rafe Spall and Rose Byrne, and what they do is it's like that when they get married, like people are sitting in the pews of the church, and they're like,
"I give it a year."
Yeah, give it a year, and it just looks. Watch the trailer. It looks absolutely adorable, and it looks intelligent too. It looks intelligent too. I'm excited for it.
I have no energy towards intelligence, but okay.
And my final movie that I'm excited for in August. This is literally what I wrote down in all caps. The World's End, The World's End, The World's End. And then, not in all caps, hold my calls. If you see me, America, either in person or on this podcast, if you see me between now and August 23rd, it's an optical illusion because I'm actually already in line for that movie. I could not be more excited. I literally could not be more excited for that movie. I am as excited for that movie as any movie this year. Literally. Star Trek, Iron Man 3, Man of Steel, Thor 2, The Hobbit 2, all of these. Much Ado About Nothing. All of them. All of them.
Everybody.
Like.
But he hears you.
This is it.
It's it.
It is the world's end, as it were. Tricked into seeing. Two Guns. Nah, I mean, I'm gonna see it, but there's a part of me that's like, you're gonna hate yourself when you're buying the ticket.
Didn't the trailer make you laugh?
Yes, most trailers make me laugh. I'm easily amused.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
Europa Report, again, Mr. Charlton Copley. It's also got
throw it on my list immediately.
It's also got, well, hang on, because of my next sentence. I love me some claustrophobic like sci-fi horror. It just might be terrible. It is at least partially found footage. I don't know if it's completely found footage, which weirds me out a bit. Says the guy who wants to see VHS 2. But Drinking Buddies probably won't be very good, but it's a romantic comedy starring these four people: Olivia Wilde, Anna Kendrick, Jake Johnson. Yay, that dude getting a career.
Yep. What movie is this?
Drinking Buddies.
Oh my gosh, how did that not make a list?
And Ron Livingston.
That moves to my, that makes me, that, that gets made, that makes it to my can't wait list. I'm not sure how that didn't make it. What's the date?
Sometime in August, I don't actually know. I didn't do it by date.
Okay.
And then my last trick into seeing, and you might hate me for it, The To-Do List. It looks great, Phil. It looks great. But
then what's the problem?
Because literally every single word of advance press that I have seen is terrible. Like so bad you can't ignore it. Terrible. And that just makes me very
Where
sad.
Did you see this? I haven't seen this.
One of the 87 movie sites I go to. I don't remember, but it wasn't like a review, but it was like a report, like a stuff like that. And it could be nothing. I will still see it. Because I have an unreasonable crush on Aubrey Plaza, and that's without watching Parks and Rec. But
okay, two things I need to say. One, your crush is not unreasonable.
Thank you. I appreciate
and
that.
And two, the fact that you haven't seen Parks and Rec is unreasonable.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it, okay? There's too much good television out there. Okay. My What the H list is one...
You know, I agree with that. And you're spending time watching How I Met Your Mother.
Not at the moment. Right, but that's my hate watching. That's the one where I can like punch the world in the face. Okay, so my What the H list for August is one movie. The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones. Hollywood, okay. I am speaking directly to you now. Stop trying to force another Twilight, Hunger Games, or Harry Potter. Hunger Games and Harry Potter were extremely well written. Twilight, at least, had a huge following before they made the movies. These books, not only had I never heard of them, I hadn't heard of them even after I started seeing the trailer everywhere. I know I'm not the target demographic, but I had heard of the Twilight books, okay? The other thing, and this is just from the trailer, because I know nothing about the movie or the books other than what I've seen in the trailer, the Muggles in this world are called mundanes. Are you serious? You know what? As the great philosopher of our time, Rachel McAdams in Mean Girls said, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not gonna happen.
Nice.
That's it. That's what I got for you. Shame on you, Hollywood. And that's August for me.
Nice. You ended August on an angry note.
Well, I just, you know. Because I just saw a trailer for Hunger Games: Catching Fire, and I'm really excited for it. So, you know, there's that. But yeah,
what I find interesting is September does not look to be the beginning of the fall movie season. It looks to be the dregs of the summer season, and that's a very interesting thing.
Terrible.
I have three movies that I'm excited to see in September.
Okay.
Three can't waits. September 6th, I have actually put a documentary on my list.
Ooh.
Salinger.
Okay.
Okay. J.D. Salinger is my favorite author, and I don't know anything about him.
Sure.
And I'm sure I could have learned stuff about him if I had chosen to read books about him, but
I'm not sure that's true.
I know. I'm fascinated by the fact I've read things about him,
mm-hmm.
but I'm fascinated about the idea of getting to see a documentary about him, especially now that he's dead. I felt like when he was alive, I wanted to, even if they had made one, I wouldn't have been that comfortable with it. But now that he's dead, I'm like, nah, I could probably see this now. That's going to ring for a minute. Okay. The next one, should we wait or what should we do here? Just let it ring?
Well, I'm gonna edit this out.
Okay,
thank you. Did you see my note?
Nope.
We're at 12.
No, let's just do it.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to be late to lunch. That's going to happen. Stand by. Let me just.
We could cut here and come back.
I'm sorry, man. I don't.
No, we could.
I don't want to rush the ending. You know what I mean?
I do know. Well, we probably will rush the ending if we don't cut now, huh?
Then let's cut.
Okay.
I consider me free. I'm probably going to right now go to a movie, but other than that, I'm free for the rest of the day.
All right, girlfriend.
All right. This is good. This is good so far.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be checking back in with you later.
Cool.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Do you remember? Okay, sorry. Okay, moving on to September.
No.
Here's the deal with September. Yeah. Oh, no.
No.
You know what? Here's the deal. Andy, we've been in this partnership. It's been almost a year now. I mean, we're coming up on a year.
It's true.
And I have to tell you, sometimes I break into song and it's time for you to accept the things that you cannot change. Because this is just part of the deal, man. Sometimes you get mad at me about things that I can't. I'm like, oh, he's not happy about that at all. And I've learned to accept that. Look, Andy, sometimes you get mad at me about something, and like I can hear this little thing in your voice, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to slow down. I'm going to stop that right now. I'm going to back up. I've learned to deal with your quirks. Sometimes I break into song, and what I want you to do is just accept me for who I am.
What I find fascinating is how long you can talk about absolutely nothing.
Another thing I can't believe you're still just dealing with now. We have known each other for so long. There are few people who enjoy the sound of their own voice anywhere near as much as me. It's actually not true. I like talking.
But the actual sound of your voice?
Oh, God. When I listen to our own podcast, I'm like, oh, I sound like a troll. It's terrible.
You know, that's actually a completely normal reaction. The only reason I don't feel that way.
Wait, to my voice, you mean?
Yes. Everyone in the world has that reaction to your voice. No, people hearing themselves speak in a recording.
Sure.
Because they don't have the same sort of echo chamber inside their skull, basically, the way they normally hear it.
Sure.
And it's not that you don't like it. Well, I mean, I don't want to speak for you. You might actually not like your voice, but it's probably just that you're unfamiliar with it. And the only reason that I don't feel that way is because my time spent as a voiceover actor, like, I just heard myself practice so much that, like, after 3 months of, like, hearing myself talk on a recording for, like, hours a day,
so
I was like, oh, no, that's me. That's how I sound. But the first, like... the first time I heard my voice, like, in that voiceover class, and it's not like I hadn't been speaking and acting and singing for years. The first time I heard my speaking voice on one of my voiceover practice tapes, like, this is what I thought I sounded like. Like, hello, ladies. This is what I actually sounded like that first time. Like, I was wondering if... It's like, really? Really?
That's pretty much how I think I sound. I'd like to think that when Stevie Wonder hears his own voice, he's like, yeah, that's right.
Mm.
That's exactly what I was hoping for. Or Prince. I believe in my heart that when Prince hears his own voice, he's like, oh, perfection. Okay, perfect. I was wondering what perfection sounded like, and then I remembered me.
I would agree.
You know, the reason that we've had this little segue, digression.
Indeed.
Is because the month of September in film looks atrocious.
Oh, just terrible.
I always thought of September as the beginning of the fall movie season, but when you look at the movies that are coming out in September, it looks like the dregs of summer.
Can I say something about that, though? Because I don't necessarily disagree with you. What is the fall movie season? You know, well, what I
guess
mean?
I guess it's October, November, December, it turns out.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, summer is big, bombastic action movies.
Yeah.
Winter is Oscar bait.
I think fall is Oscar bait. That's fall. It's up
to, it sort of it has to come out. Fall, but yeah. But it doesn't
I think October, November, December, you're going to start seeing, because Thanksgiving weekend.
That's right. That's
I don't
right.
call that winter. Like, you don't call no, Thanksgiving
that's fair,
winter.
That's fair. But so I guess maybe I'm talking specifically about the month of September. You know,
like, yeah, apparently it just gets the shaft. It's like January, February, part two.
Yeah, dumpuary. Ugh.
Yeah, September. Well, so and fittingly, the first movie in my I have only three movies in my can't wait list. The first one comes out on September 6th, and the next one comes out September 27th.
Nice.
Just to give you a sense. Okay. But fittingly and confusingly, for the first time ever, perhaps, I have a documentary on my can't wait list.
Hmm.
It's a little film by the name of Salinger. It is, and I saw a preview for it today.
Okay.
And it's about, wait for it, a famous author by the name of J.D. Salinger.
Harper Lee.
Nope. You were close.
Oh, come on.
J.D. Salinger. And, I mean, look, plain and simple, he's my favorite American author. Franny and Zoe is my favorite book of all time. I'm fascinated by him. I don't know a lot about him. Partially because it's hard probably to find out a lot about him. Also partially because, and this sounds really dumb, but you know how he was like, I just don't want anyone to pay, like I don't want anyone to know anything about me? I was kind of like, well then let's not, then maybe I just won't try to find anything out about him. So I didn't go seeking information out. But whoa, now that he's whoa, dead and there's
whoa,
a movie.
Whoa, are you trying to tell me that you respect someone's wishes even though they're a public figure?
Yeah, I know it sounds crazy.
I don't, that's... On the nation's birthday, Phil, that is downright un-American.
I apologize to America.
Continue if you must.
I apologize, America. Don't worry. I am going to get into the salacious when I see the documentary of Salinger, and then I can type all cap letters OMG. Salinger rules, RULZ. Anyways, the next movie on the list is a movie I know is on your list.
Okay. Because
it's called Don John.
Mm-hmm.
And Don John is Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I think he directed it as well.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's he plays like debut. A Long Island porn who falls in love with a girl and confronts, I guess, his addiction, kind of.
Yes.
I think
it's about porn addiction, but like also a comedy, kind of like 50-50. One of his last movies was about cancer, but also
cancer comedy.
Yeah,
it's common. It's a cancer comedy. It's a whole new genre. So porn addiction comedy, cancer comedy, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, stop being so stereotypical, you know, stop,
right.
Stop. Could you come up with an original idea every once right. in a while, Joe?
Could we maybe expand out of the box you have pigeonholed right. yourself in?
Seriously. And then finally, and I had only heard about this movie when I was doing research for this podcast,
okay.
a little movie by the name of Runner Runner.
Okay.
I know almost nothing about it.
Okay.
The only thing I really know about it, I know two things about it. One thing I know about it is that it was created by the guy who created, or written by the guy who wrote Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh.
Right. And then the other thing is that Ben Affleck's in it. That's.
Have you seen the trailer?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Okay.
No, but it's directed by the, it was directed by the guy who directed Lincoln Lawyer, and it's got Ben Affleck in it, and Ben Affleck is all of a sudden went from the least trustworthy guy in Hollywood to the most trustworthy guy in Hollywood. He is money.
That's true.
So I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay.
Those are my can't waits. I got five tricked into seeings. Okay. Have you seen the trailers for The Family, the De Niro in Witness
yes.
Protection with Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yep.
It looks entertaining.
I know.
I don't like. I have almost no faith left in what used to be my favorite actor, and now, but there's something about this movie that just looks. It just feels like it could be right.
Yeah.
But clearly, a tricked into seeing.
Sure.
A movie called Rush.
Yep.
Could have been on my can't wait list, but I can totally wait. I'm fine either way.
But that would be a lie.
But it would be a lie. Yeah. But here's the deal.
What's the deal?
Ron Howard makes good movies for a living. That's what Ron Howard does.
That's right. I
makes
put on my pants
movies.
One way at a time
right.
like everybody else, but the difference is when my pants are on, I make gold records. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he makes and the thing is, he's not Tarantino, he's not the Coen brothers, he's not Scorsese. He doesn't make great movies for a living.
Right.
But he makes good movies for a living, and every so often he makes a straight-up bona fide classic.
Agreed.
He's capable of great movies.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't seen some of the movies that are known for as his bad movies, so it's possible.
Such
but,
as?
Ed TV.
Oh, sure.
There was another one recently. I mean, he just did... Was he the one who did that movie with Vince Vaughn and... like the Dilemma with Vince Vaughn and Kevin...
Oh, I think so.
I think he did.
Yeah.
And then the Hunted, which I never saw, I think it's called The Hunted. It's with Tommy Lee Jones and Kate Blanchett or something like that. And
oh yes.
Like and his daughter.
Yes.
So which I still kind of want to see just for the cast and but anyways, but he's Ron Howard will get my money, but I'm not super duper excited for it.
The only can I digress?
It looked like
a
good trailer. Did you see the trailer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I digress for just a second about Ron Howard, or only tangentially about Ron Howard? You know that I love, because I am a thinking, feeling, intelligent person, Jessica Chastain, because she's just amazing.
Yeah.
Does it seem like the rise of Jessica Chastain has coincided with the disappearance of Bryce Dallas Howard? Because they are functionally the same person,
which is amazing. Because Jessica Chastain
took Bryce Dallas Howard
down in The Help. Oh, you haven't seen The Help?
I haven't seen it. Great spoiler.
Nah, I didn't spoil anything. I mean, I honestly didn't spoil anything.
I believe
you're an idiot for not having seen The Help at this point. Jessica Chastain is amazing in it, and Bryce Dallas Howard is amazing in it.
Sure,
but it's an interesting point because done.
Right. Right. It's like that moment in The Rundown when The Rock and Arnold Schwarzenegger pass each other. And if there's a downside to Jessica Chastain being awesome and everywhere, it's that where did Bryce Dallas Howard go? Spider-Man 3, man. Ugh.
There was a point, I think, when I felt like Ricky Gervais was, like, ascending. And yeah. What's that dude's name who's the drag queen? Eddie Izzard. Was like, come on!
Well said.
There's another. If you've ever watched a League, this is a great digression. If you've ever watched a League of Their Own, I swear to you, watch a League of Their Own, and for every one of the major actors, you can see in the supporting cast their body double. They cast like a minor actor that looks like would clearly be their stunt double in another movie.
There's one who looks like Madonna.
There's a Gina Davis. There's a Madonna. There's a Lori Petty, and there's a Rosie O'Donnell.
I think
like,
I can
look-alike.
See.
Is the
Madonna look-alike the one who cries in baseball?
No, that's
Or do you mean
she's
like
she's kind of a Madonna Lori Petty look-alike? Actually, she's like if you took Madonna Lori Petty and put them together, you'd have that girl.
Okay.
Very strange. See the movie again, just because why not?
Right. Guys,
and
this is
like,
how bad September is for movies.
Okay.
BT dubs.
Okay, Rush, I've spoken my piece and counted to three. There's a movie called Prisoners.
Right.
Hugh Jackman.
Right.
And Jake Gyllenhaal. There's, I think Viola Davis is in it. I would see it. I am at the point with Viola Davis where I will see a movie for Viola Davis.
Sure. Yes.
But when I watch the previews, so a black kid and a white kid get kidnapped. And they're friends, you know, whatever. But when I watch the trailer, I get the feeling, and Paul Dano's in it and Terrence Howard is in it, but I get the feeling that for some reason, Viola Davis and Terrence Howard's couple, as the couple, like, it is not about them. It's about Hugh Jackman. And I'm a little bit like, come on, man. Like, here's the deal. Hugh Jackman is a talented dude.
Yes.
Viola Davis is an infinitely more interesting actor to me. And... Okay. And Terrence Howard is a guy that I find particularly fetching as well as an actor. So, if I'm thinking of which of those like units I want to follow in a film, I'm going with Viola Davis and Terrence Howard over Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
Anyways, the movie looks very interesting. It could be a total disaster. I mean, it really could.
Sure.
And I would be like, not that shocked.
Sure.
But I kind of want to see it.
Sure.
And then totally tricked into seeing Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Sure.
Because I don't care one way or the other.
Right.
But the first one was unexpectedly really good.
Okay.
Bordering on a great... No, I'm not going to say that. really good. Okay. A really unexpectedly very, very solid and fun and movie with heart. Movie with great heart. Did you see Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
I did not.
You will. You will.
I'm sure I will.
You will see it.
And you will enjoy it thoroughly.
I will.
Anyways.
I'm sure I will enjoy it thoroughly. Sure. Okay.
Okay. That's all. That's my whole list.
No What the H?
No. I mean, to me, September's a whole What the H.
Sure. You ready for this?
Please.
Until you reminded me of Don John, this was my list for Can't Wait for September. We're done now.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't have John John just because it wasn't on Joe Blow's thing. So, yes. So what I wrote down was nothing. Shame on you, Hollywood. August is awesome, and I'll still be seeing some August movies into September, but Hollywood, shame on you. Anyway,
yep.
Having said that, you're absolutely right. I cannot wait for Don John, not just because Joseph Gordon-Levitt has me at hello, but it also looks like a good movie. Like it legitimately looks like a good movie. Tricked into seeing Empire State. I literally had never heard of it until I started researching for this podcast, but it's a crime thriller starring The Rock. You know, yeah. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Riddick.
I love, by the way, that we are not ready to call him anything but The Rock yet.
That's true. Riddick. Pitch Black. Have you seen Pitch Black?
You've lost me. Yeah, I did.
It's just a really enjoyable little movie. And it's filled with tension and it's just well done.
Sure.
And Chronicles of Riddick is just so bloated and awful. And it looks like they've gone back to sort of their roots, their Pitch Black roots. That's what the trailer feels like.
Obviously, and what they're trying to do. That's what I've heard that their goal is to go, okay, we messed up here. We'll try again.
Plus, Katie Sackhoff is in it. Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica. You know what? So say we all. I will watch anything she's in because.
What's her name?
Katie, spelled K A T E E.
Stop.
I
know her. She was on 24 for a season.
Yes. Yes, she was. Dana, I think her name was.
Sure.
Right. Something. And she is just wonderful. Her portrayal of Starbuck is something special. Insidious 2. Good friend of the podcast, Josh Mitchell. Hello, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
He said the first one was really good. I didn't see it. The trailer for Insidious 2 is sufficiently creepy. So at some point before September, I will see the first one, and then I will probably see Insidious 2. Rush, you said most of it, but you know, I feel like I should want to see this. I probably will see it, but something about it is leaving me cold, and it might be as simple as I don't care about F1 racing. I just don't.
I don't either. My brothers do. One of my brothers especially does, and this sounds dumb, but literally out of an affinity for him, I'm slightly interested in it. Does that make sense?
Of course it does.
And then on top of that, like I said, I mean, that's why it's not in my can't wait.
Yeah. The Family also. It's tempting. I almost put this, or like, as I was thinking about the movie, I was like, this seems like it would be a What the H moment in De Niro's career, right? But like just yet another one in the latter stage of his career. But do you know who directed it? Luc Besson.
Yeah. Which movie is this?
The Family.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I'm interested in that.
He hasn't directed in a while, and that dude, if the only thing he did were the theatrical cut of The Professional, he would have me at hello, let alone the director's cut, which is just a sublime movie. And Prisoners, that cast, I mean, you've got Hugh Jackman, you've got Maria Bello. I mean, honestly, I like Hugh Jackman more than you do, but because of Maria Bello, I'm not. It's fine. I'm not sure that I would go with Viola Davis and Terrence Howard over Hugh Jackman and Maria Bello, and that has more to do with Terrence Howard and Maria Bello than their respective spouses. Like, I also don't love Terrence Howard as much as you do. I think Viola Davis is wonderful.
I don't love Terrence Howard. I find him interesting as an actor. He's someone that I want to see do stuff. I want to continue to see what his deal is.
And the thing is, I don't actually find him interesting. I don't think he's bad, but I just think he's like utterly vanilla in everything I see.
But I have now like when you create your stock list of people that you like, your go-to people, like mm-hmm. people that we have our secret little movie troupe, mm-hmm. people that if we were running a theater troupe, but for movies, we would have our own little stable. Mm-hmm. Viola Davis would be like, I would write movies for her.
Sure.
Personally. Like, she's totally someone fair. I would write movies for.
Totally fair.
Because you know what a middle-aged black woman needs? She needs some 30-year-old white guy writing roles for her. That's what she needs. That's she right. needs that. But well, I would. I mean,
that's what she's got anyway, let's be honest.
I have an idea. I want to write a role for her where she plays a priest who gets turned into a vampire. Viola
have you
Davis.
Seen, Thirst? It's an Asian horror movie, and that's basically that's it. There's a priest who's a vampire. See it.
Yeah.
No. But it's not a black woman. It's an Asian dude.
Okay, but still. I mean,
because that's not that because you can't remake it because that's too close.
No, Andy, it's because I didn't want to remake it. I thought I had come up with something.
There's nothing new. There's nothing new. Okay. Moving on. So Hugh Jackman, Maria Bella, Viola Davis, Terrence Howard, Paul Dano, Jake Gyllenhaal. That cast has me. You know,
I know.
It has me, but the story's a little meh. So,
kidnapping stuff, by the way, and this is one of those, like, have a kid and then watch that trailer. It will make you call home and be like, is everything okay? Is everything okay?
Yes.
Nobody needs that.
Yes, but that's not what makes a good movie. What makes a good movie is
requiring
me to have to procreate.
Hey, it didn't make it on my can't wait list.
Fair.
I'm just saying it's terrifying.
Okay. My what the H list for September is chock full. First off.
Oh boy.
Damn it. George Lucas, you sell Lucasfilm to Disney, and yet coming down the pike in September, Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 3D. Why are you still giving my soul paper cuts, George Lucas? Why is that still happening? Next one.
If I shook my head anymore, it would fall off.
I know, right? But it's worthy of that. The next one. I, Frankenstein, Aaron Eckhart as Frankenstein's monster in a modern-day gothic retelling. I'm probably in for that, but like...
what does modern-day gothic even mean?
I don't know. The Michael Keaton Batman movies. So, much like I spoke to Neil Patrick Harris earlier, I want to speak directly to you, Aaron Eckhart, because you are truly one of the most talented actors, I think, in Hollywood today. Just do a couple normal things in a row, because I feel like you are not reaching the level of stardom that you deserve to. If you are happy with your career, awesome. But whatever that crappy thriller was, Erased, or whatever you were in a few weeks ago that literally nobody saw... Because it was simultaneously like every other action movie ever made and somehow crappier. I can't believe that's what you want to be doing with your Hollywood career. Do more stuff like Two-Face, because that is both interesting and marketable. You can do it. Even Battle Los Angeles, which was a terrible movie you were good in. Do more stuff like that, and your star will rise and it deserves to.
And I know this isn't my conversation, but can I say something to Aaron Eckhart while we're at it? Fire your agent.
Yeah.
Get a different agent.
Yeah.
Here's a little sentence for you. It's not working out. It's just say that. Out.
Yeah. My last What the H movie for September, and indeed the last movie, I suppose, of the podcast. A movie called Adore. Have you seen this?
Is this the movie?
Okay.
Oh, so this is the Naomi Watts,
thank you,
Robin Wright, yes, Penn movie.
It's not Robin Wright Penn anymore.
I know you're right. I apologize. That gives us all hope.
It's true. And honestly, yes. So Robin Wright and Naomi Watts are best friends, and their sons are best friends. And the story is about the both of them having an affair with the other's son. And all I have to say is this. Like, is there like a market for like Princess Bride, King Kong crossover fanfic or something like that? Because if there is, I don't know about it, and frankly, I don't want to, but it seems at the same time like, holy cow, this cannot be what this movie is about. And at the same time, if you watch the trailer, it treats it respectfully and honestly, and it's like, this is what this deal is.
There's only one thing to say about this movie.
What the H?
What the H?
What the H?
I mean, is Naomi Watts old enough to have a kid that age? Let's ask that question.
She is. She is.
Actually. Is she, though?
Yes, Phil.
Is she, though?
I mean...
Secondly, all that does is it's going to be hard to take that movie... Let me use a different word. It's going to be difficult to take that movie seriously. It is. It's going to be difficult to take that movie seriously when the whole time you're just thinking... Those lucky, lucky boys. Right. Like, it's going to be really difficult for every man to take that movie seriously.
Or you're thinking of the what is it, Justin Timberlake, Andy Samberg, SNL song, Mother Lover.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And of course, who relates to this movie? It's for us, because it ain't for the middle-aged, the middle-aged frumpy, like, housewife is not going to want to watch this movie. It's not for them.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a true. Very weird audience they're trying to reach here.
I don't disagree. I mean, the young men in the movie are certainly good looking, but
they are big hunks.
They are, but there is they're not stars, and so I think you're absolutely right. Like everyone's attractive in that movie, but one gender is made up of stars, and the other is made up of.
It's usually the other way around. This is must be what it feels like to be a woman in Hollywood. Because they have to watch with all the veteran actors while, the young pieces of meat females are being thrown to the wolves.
I suppose, and I think that's well said, but at the same time, I can't help thinking that what you just said is also true. This isn't for, the housewives out there. It just isn't.
I know.
You know?
That's my point. I don't know who this movie's for.
Right.
I don't know who that movie is for, to which I say, what the H.
Mm. What the H. Yeah, I'm really glad. I'm really glad that you have seen that trailer and that you are as
I watched it the other night.
Whatever the word is,
I think perplexed. I think I'm perplexed.
Yeah, sure, nonplussed.
Yeah, yeah. It ended, and I was like, something. Having so many feelings.
Yes.
Positive, some negative, all at the same time.
So there it is. There it is. Those are the next 3 months. We hope you will join us. For the journey through them. Yes.
I am not particularly excited about the third quarter.
No, me neither. Let me tell you. I'm going to disagree. Yeah. Here's why. I'm going to disagree, and here's why. Because the world's end will sustain me regardless.
Yep, you're a good man.
You know?
The reality is, I'm still only going to see 5 or 6 of them anyway in the theater. So sure. If I had to pick... look... The Way, Way Back, Pacific Rim, To Do List, Elysium, World's End, Salinger. I'll be busy. I'll be fine.
Sure. If you only see 5 or 6, make sure 2 of them are Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, and 2 and I, Frankenstein.
Is there a trailer out for I, Frankenstein?
I don't know, but you know what I'm doing the second we hang up here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Have you seen the trailer for the De Niro? This should have gone on the What the H list, the De Niro Travolta movie where Travolta has a Serbian accent.
Yes. Yes. What is that
like? I created the What the H category for that movie, basically.
Killing Season?
Yes.
Oh man, does that, guys, the Second Breakfast Nation, the Killing Season. That is the What the H winner for the entire year.
Try to wipe that off your shoe. Seriously.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Let's wrap up. Let's rip up. So yeah, so that's the next 3 months. We will be going through it because that's what we do, and we hope you'll come along for the ride. Yeah. Let us hear from you. Email us at secondbreakfastpodcast@gmail.com. Send us questions for the mailbag, and that'll do it for Second Breakfast Podcast today. I'm Andy Roth, and that's Phil Duvall. We'll see you again real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. The most important meal of the day, Second Breakfast.